The governor vetoes the Livestock Protection Act bill. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. After careful consideration and lots of emails and phone calls on the legislation, Governor Bill Haslam decided to veto the Livestock Protection Act that the General Assembly approved last month. The governor said the Attorney General's opinion over the constitutionality of the bill was a key reason for the veto, as were concerns from district attorneys and also the state's Shield Law, which protects the sources of reporters.
I feel like this bill does change the Shield Law, and I feel like if you're going to change any law, you should say we're changing that law. So, no, I'm not saying it's time to revisit at all. I'm just saying if there is anything that you feel like you're changing legislatively that's part of the standard practice, it should be specifically stated in that law.
Now, Governor Haslam says he appreciates the efforts of our farmers and the agricultural industry and would encourage the General Assembly to reconsider the issue. And that's exactly what House sponsor Representative Andy Hope plans to do.
Well, I obviously respect the governor's decision. It was his decision, and it was his decision to make. I think that he was very articulate and careful to put forward the idea that this idea in trying to protect livestock is merited and is a worthy goal. And I believe that his comments alluded to the fact that he would implore the General Assembly to take issue with this legislation again.
Representative Holt and his family raise hogs on their farm in Weakley County and says he and Senate sponsor Dolores Gresham plan to revise their bill to address the governor's concerns with the bottom line of protecting livestock and punishing those who abuse livestock.
For those of us who produce and raise and love livestock the way that I do, we definitely have a stake. We have a vested interest in crafting this legislation so that it addresses the needs of those livestock animals that reside within our state.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.